Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The astute amongst you will recognise that I finished playing the Rodion Roska. I'll just quickly list those tracks for you. They were interspersed with some other gorgeous sonic noodlings that I'll give you the titles of in a second, and obviously the protagonists. The first track was Planeta Misteriosa, followed by, well, this is all one title actually, /PM/Romantic. And then I gave you the second track, which was Henk Baddings, a track called Arioso, and I'll give you some information on Henk Baddings in a minute. Then we played the second of the Rodion Roska tunes, which was a Studio, Seminal and Dior. I'll give you the English pronunciations as well. Obviously, Planet Misteriosa is self-explanatory. Mysterious Planet, PM Romantic. Studio is a study. Seminal is signal. And Dior is longing for home. And then track four was a guy called Lajli Bashe. I'll give you some more really fantastic information on his tune, the Ballet Jeu des Hombres. And then the fifth tune was Destinée. And that is relaxation. I'm trying to remember the word. Interprets as relaxation. And then the last tune I played was a tune by Alwyn Nikolai. Anyway, yeah, so that's the Rodion Roska finished. And the interesting thing about the tunes that I've just played, they're all from a wonderful compilation called Danse Sacrale, and dance is spelt with an S. And it's 14 early avant-garde and electronic compositions for ballet and modern dance. If you just quickly excuse me, Henk Baddings, this is quite interesting for all the Dutch people that are tuning in. Henk Baddings, assisted by fellow Dutch electronic music pioneer and Philips Sound Laboratory technician Dick Rijmakers, aka Kid Baltan. Henk Baddings, an Indonesian-born musician of Dutch parents, would by the late 1950s begin to expand his successful career as a composer of romantic modernism and develop electronic polytonal and microtonal music, which quite instantly found a home within modern dance. That Henk Baddings tune, Arioso, was recorded in 1956. The Lajli Bashe is taken from his Sound Structures Ensemble. And the wonderful thing about the Sound Structures Ensemble is the instruments known as the Sound Structures Sonores were designed and made in the late 1940s by Paris-born engineer and sculptor Bernard-Francois Bashe, with the original aim to create portable, collapsible and municipal instruments based on inflatable components incorporating metal bars, steel rods, air-filled plastic spheres, balloons, crystal stems and steel bars. The instruments were totally independent of electronic or electronic components or equipment, played using horsehair bows and wet glass rods, which resonated the tubes and metal surfaces. The amplification was produced by the movement of vibrating rods embedded in fixed plates, and the timbre could be modified by alternating the sizes of the resonators. By the early 50s, the brothers had invented a series of large, visually striking sculpture-like instruments that could be used by participants of any age, regardless of any formal musical training, mainly combining crystal water and steel to create a specific, delicate and very unique sound. The Lazary Bashay, I was just blown away by that, because that's from 1959. And then the Alwyn Nikolai Glimistri, Chronosonics was the name of the music based on the choreography of Alwyn Nikolai, a unique theatre exposition that was described in the late 50s as the new theatre of shape, motion, light and sound. That was taken from 1956, and you can understand why we're playing this stuff. It's just wonderful. Anyway, I'm moving very, 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 very swiftly on. We'll play you some more from this fantastic compilation. And I'm going to play some more Henk Baddings from 1961. Thank you. There you go. That was another wonderful tune by Hank Baddings entitled Ragtime. Me and Mick were just having a quick chat. We were saying there's obviously obvious references to people like Raymond Scott, Delia Derbyshire, you know, those kind of usual suspects. But we feel that the roots of krautrock are embedded in all of this music, don't we, Mick?
Yeah, we were drawing comparisons. There's only got one microphone today because one of the mic stands is knackered. We were drawing comparisons to Kinaxis 5 album, except without the Vietnamese boat woman singing in it, yeah.
Yeah, that was Holger Kuzukai. And if you, obviously, again, the more astute amongst you will realise that we played the entirety of that album. So if you go back into our chronological archive, have a good trawl and you'll find that wonderful Kinaxis 5 album. Anyway, I'm going to play you some Remy Gassman, and the tune is called Scherzo, and this is from 1961. There you go. That was, I just mentioned it, didn't I? That was Remy Gassman with his wonderful little ditty called Scherzo. I'll just read you a little bit of stuff, actually, about Mr. Gassman. He originally staged in 1961 as part of a double bill choreographed by George Balanchine. The experimental New York ballet production Electronics included the renowned dancers Violetta Verdi and Jacques d'Amboise, and a revolutionary score by multidisciplined composer Remy Gassman, using a truly unique instrument. Working alongside German-born keyboard composer and close acquaintance Oskar Sala, with whom he had studied in Berlin under Paul Hindemith, Gassman was given access to the latest developments of the Trautonium, an early electronic keyboard which was first exhibited in 1930 by inventor Adolf Trautwein and three pianists, including Sala. Interesting information there. We're going to play you some Pierre Henry, obviously the famous Music Concrete exponent, and bloody bloody blah. Thank you. Hello, I've just realised, again, being astute is the sort of buzzword tonight. The more astute amongst you will realise that that wasn't Pierre-Henri, it was Jean-Claude Vanier. The tune was entitled, if you give me 2 seconds, the tune was entitled Les Enfants Assassins des Mouches sur la Plage. And the year for that was 1971. This is Pierre-Henri, and I'll give you a bit of a lowdown on Pierre-Henri and Jean-Claude Vanier after the track.
D'animal, éternel jeu de l'attraction des pôles. Le sexe devient rythme et le rythme, obsession. Chacun brise sa solitude et se jette avec fureur dans la possession charnelle. Tam tam. Le corps n'est plus qu'une douloureuse tension, un vertige qui ne se résout qu'avec chute vertigineuse. Dans la chair de l'autre. Orphée veut vivre comme les autres, mais peut-il s'emparer d'autre chose que de lui-même? Son angoisse est le centre même de son attraction. Il est Orphée, il est seul.
There you go, that was Pierre-Henri. Pierre-Henri was famous for collaborating with Spooky Tooth. Can you remember the name of that album, Mick, that Pierre-Henri and Spooky Tooth collaborated on? I think anyway, that after the collaboration, Spooky Tooth, it kind of spun them out. It's one of the most amazing albums I've ever heard. I've actually got it at home. So I'm sorry for forgetting the title of it, and we'll have to play it in a future show. But Spooky Tooth weren't the same band after that collaboration. And I've got a sneaky feeling that they choose to forget it. But it is a wonderful experience, and I'll play that tune, play that album, like I said, in a future show. Anyway, Jean-Claude Vanier had forged a successful career at an early age as an arranger for the best conceptual pop performers in France, such as Brigitte Fontaine, Serge Gainsbourg, and Claude Nougaro, amongst others. That's a nice little introduction for you, so you can have a little perusal on Jean-Claude Vanier. And Pierre Henry was born in Paris in 1927, and his formal musical training began at the Paris Conservatoire National de Musique, where he studied for some 10 years, notably under Nadia Boulanga and Olivier Mazien. Pierre Henry is definitely worth having a trawl through the archives for. We'll play you the next track, and then I'll give you another lowdown. Thank you. Shit, I've just realised I've made another boo-boo. The more astute of you, obviously, it seems that's like the buzz passage tonight, will realise if you've got Dan Sacral, which is pronounced spelt DanSacrale, and he's from 2013 on Cacophonic, Finders Keepers Records, and compiled and researched by Andy Votel, the more astute amongst you will realise that interspersed between the Jean-Claude Vanier and the Henk Baddings was another Lazary Bache tune. Anyway, if you want the total track listing, just Google that. I'm going to quickly play you the last tune for tonight, which is by a guy called Carl Berger Blomdahl, and it's called The Jurg, and it's called the It's called The Jurg / The Mimarob. Very, very, very quickly. Carl Berger Blomdahl opened for his premiere in Stockholm on the 31st of May 1959 with Ariana, and Carl Berg Blomdahl's operatic adaptation of the science fiction poetry of Harry Martinson was met with widespread critical acclaim, not least on account of its unique interpolation of electronic tape music in sequences he would refer to as Mina bands or Mina tapes. Anyway, I'll leave you with the Carl Berger Blomdahl, and I'll quickly mention Jean Tonglet, a Swiss-born artist that is one of my favourite artists. If you ever get a chance to watch a Tonglet film about all of his sculptures that he made that were designed to explode, and it's got that very playful nature. All of the music reminds me of a soundtrack to a Jean Tonglet film. So when you get a chance, Google Jean Tonglet and have some fun with it. Moving, I think Mick's trying to prompt me to say something.
Like, shut up. We've got about 3 minutes to go anyway, so we'll leave you with this last tune, as mentioned before. And please stay tuned on Murder Capital FM for Radio Resistencia, which follows straight after us. Good night.
Gute Nacht.
Oh,